It's time for West Texas Roots. This week on West Texas Roots, Arlene Letty shares the story of her father-in-law, the man behind Letty Boots. She reflects on his craftsmanship, his legacy, and just how much of the name he made for himself and for West Texas.
Oh, it goes way back. He started making boots when he was 18 years old. He's in El Paso. He worked there. He had uncles in Fort Worth, and Emil Letty's in San Angelo in Fort Worth. He made custom boots for all kinds of celebrities. Conway Twitty, Mel Tillis and his whole band, Alabama. Trying to think of the medicine light woman. Yeah, he made those. George Jones? Yeah, a bunch of people. He's well known. I mean, he's a legend. So we lost him in 2002, I believe. And yeah, and I mean, he was just an awesome man. They did measuring of your foot. They let you pick out the cowhide or the hide that you wanted, the stitching, the heel, everything, just custom boots. There's millions. I mean, he made so many and so pretty, the patterns and stuff on them.
We recorded Letty's story at the CAF Festival in downtown Abilene. West Texas Roots is made possible in part by a grant from the Dr. Paula Windham Fund for Education and Community Development and from a gift from the Doris Miller and Don Fitzgibbons Donor-Advised Fund at the Community Foundation of Abilene. And we leave you with some thoughts from Glenn Dromgoole.
Two of the most powerful words in the English language are these: thank you. Thank you. So simple, yet so profound. How many times a day do we say those two words? How many more times should we say them or write them? The written thank you note is becoming a lost art, isn't it? I'm certainly not very good at it. I'm more likely to send a thank you note by email or text. It's quicker, it's easier, it's less expensive, and I think that's okay. Your grandmother probably wouldn't agree. She wanted a written thank you, handwritten, mailed, with a stamp, kind of old school. But these days, a simple thank you is certainly preferable to a shrug and a grunt or no response at all. Thank you. Say it. Write it. Send it. Thank you for listening. This is Glenn Dromgoole for the West Texas Dispatch.
Glenn is the writer of some 35 books and runs the Texas Star Trading Company with his wife, Carol.
Yes, I wonder who's gonna feel there.